as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What is good? What's going on, y'all? It is me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the DBP. I want to start off by saying this is going to be a heavy one. So I'm just telling you off the top, this is going to be a heavy one. Roll with me. I also want to say that as I'm starting this, I want to acknowledge my mom. The reason I'm doing this, and she's on there, I want to acknowledge this because I meant to make a bigger deal on her birthday because my show fell on her birthday. And I didn't make a bigger deal about it as I wanted to. So thank you, Mom. I want to acknowledge you, appreciate you. I love you. I wanted to say that first because I didn't do it on your birthday. Now, today is actually my dad's birthday, and I've been feeling some kind of way about it, and it started last night. Well, it started before last night, but yesterday, throughout the day, you know, it just dawned on me that today was, my dad's birthday and the show were both today. I had the realization yesterday. I don't know why it took me so long to make that connection, but, you know, I've known the 7th was going to be on Thursday for a while now. It just dawned on me. Excuse me. And so a part of me was like, I don't think I'm going to do it because of where my mind might be, where I might be. So I think maybe I just won't do the show. And I said something to Teresa about it, and she was like, well, why not? And I was like, oh, okay. So there was that. And then we go to bed, and normally I don't. Normally, I don't stay up long enough to watch what she's watching because I go to bed earlier because I get up for the gym. I stayed up longer last night. I can't really tell you why. I'm not sure why. And we were watching Chicago Fire. Well, this particular show just so happened to be, if you've seen it, you'll know who I'm talking about. If not, he's one of the main characters. Severi, his dad died. And it hit really hard. I was like, wow, really? Really, the day before, this is what happens. And so it affected me, and I woke up, and it's still affecting me. All that to say that it pushed me to this message that I am. I don't know if this is a message, this is testimony, I don't know what it is. Let me just say that. This could just be me talking. I don't know. But I have said on the show before that I don't, on the actual anniversary of, or however you would want to call that, of his passing being my mom's birthday, I don't acknowledge it. So I didn't talk about it. And this being the day, so I'm going to spend some time talking to y'all about my dad. And I have some Bible verses, so this is not just me rambling. And really dealing with the loss, I think that's going to be where this kind of points to. I had a conversation with one of the dudes at the gym. He'll know who I'm speaking about. And we were just talking about loss. He lost both his parents. Thankfully I have not. And we were just talking about the concept of it gets easier, but it don't. You know what I'm saying? It gets easier, but it don't. I don't spend every year, you know, in tears. But I find I've been thinking about him more often as I'm getting older. And I've started coming to this realization. What's good with you, cuz? What up, fam? I have started thinking about this. I'm getting close to the point where the amount of time I had him in my life and the amount of time that he's been gone are starting to even out. You know, I'm a few years away from that, but as quickly as time goes, you know, that can happen in a hot minute. So I've been processing that, the fact that I'm nearing an age where there's going to be the amount of time that he was alive for me and the amount of time he's been gone are balancing out. And I think that concept has been messing with me, and it's really been throwing me off. And I found myself thinking a lot about stuff like wanting to hear his voice, trying to stop so I could hear him, because as I'm getting further away, I have to stop to hear him. I really think the only time that I distinctively hear him and it doesn't, you know, I don't have to try, is when God is trying to say something to me by using his voice. When he says things to me using my dad, I distinctively know that it is my dad's voice. But other times I've had to stop and be like, huh, it's been that long. Or, you know, just little things like today I was thinking about he'd be 74 today. And so I would think about things like, wonder how he would be if he was still here. Wonder what, you know, what would be going on with him if he was still here. How would he be? How would our interactions be? How would things, you know, just how would he be as a grandfather? Just these different things. We got to experience some of that because he was alive for that. But just in the grand scheme of now being a great grandfather, you know, just stuff like that. How would he react to that? I've been thinking about a lot of that. Love you too, fam. I've just been thinking about stuff like that. I also, I don't want this whole episode to be about me reminiscing about my father. And I want to take some time as I'm talking to say that the grieving process is something that we don't try to do in completion. We go through some, but we tend to not go through the whole thing. And this season kind of sucks when talking about loss. The loss of my father. The loss of my sister. Monday was 4 years. So, you know, the loss of my sister 3 days before my dad's birthday. Terry passing, which was another father to me. You know, and my dog, and May. And so it's just like this season, I really am like, I'm working with what's going on, Miss Connie. I'm really working on how I respond to this season with all the loss that I have seen with key people, not necessarily just, because we all know, the one thing we do know is death is a guarantee. So with the key people, that's the significant losses in this March through May. And I've been working on how I respond to that. Because every year in February, I cannot believe I left Cassio out of that. Man, and that was in March, and that was 5 years that's been since that happened. Forgive me for that, Cass. I cannot believe I talked over you. So, again, the significant people that have passed in this time frame of March through May. Every February, I think, here we go. Now, the good thing that I have that God has told me to focus on, especially when it comes to the passing of my father, is that my mom's still here. So I have that. And then 10 days later, you know, my friend, my brother, and then my sister, and then my dad's birthday, and then my dog, and then Terry, who was like another father to me. And so it's real easy to get in this rut of sadness. It's real easy to get there and to camp out there. And as you're listening to, if someone were saying the same thing to me that I'm saying as I'm speaking, I'd be like, man, that sucks. I get it. However, while I'm at this light, the first Bible verse that comes, of course, the light changes now. It's Matthew 5:4, and it says, God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So what does that mean? It's all right to mourn. In fact, you should mourn. Holding it in does not do anything for you. I know this firsthand. I put a facade at some point when my dad died, and I just shut it down. I told myself, done crying. I'm done dealing with it. I gotta move forward. Which isn't a bad thing, except for when I did it, I was still in the process of mourning him. It wasn't like this was several years after he died. This was weeks after it happened. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing that anymore. And that process slowed the process of me getting grieving to a halt. And so I'm stuck in this denial phase. And as I'm in denial, I can't grow. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I couldn't accept that God would comfort me during this time, because I couldn't even accept that I was mourning during this time. And this went on for some years, mind you. And I've said it on here before, and I chose to turn to alcohol and women as my escape for quite a while, because I couldn't deal with, because I wouldn't deal with, let me change that, because I wouldn't deal with what I had suppressed, what I had stopped. I couldn't be comforted by God because I couldn't even admit that I was still in mourning until I was ready to admit that I was in mourning. And quite the revelation that was. But I'm also go at saying quite freeing that was once I got to that place, because then I could listen to what God was telling me. That's when I was, when I had the revelation that God said, yes, he passed on your mom's birthday, but your mom is still here. I couldn't hear that until I was ready to admit where I was at in the process of mourning so that God could comfort me. And that was a very comforting thing. And that has been something that I think about every year when it happens. Every year. In fact, I do my best not to talk about it on that day for that purpose. Not because I'm trying to belittle my father. Not because I'm trying to look past the fact that he died. No, but because I'm trying to focus on that which is the comforting in that she is still here. So that is why I don't generally talk about it. And knowing that his birthday is a month later, that's when I focus on talking about him. Now, it wouldn't have been on this show had it not been on a Thursday, but hey, apparently God wanted me to speak about some of what I'm speaking. I don't know. So the comfort came from God once I was able to allow that I needed him to comfort me. Now that could be in a whole, that don't have to just be for loss. That could be for a whole lot of areas where God won't do anything until we admit that we can't do it ourselves. He's not, he's not a pushy. He's not going to force. It's not one of those things where he's just going to come in and be like, all right, well, you too foolish to get this. Let me go on and help you because you ain't never going to do it right. He's like, all right, hey, this is what my word says. And you do with that what you will, son. But I'm here. So now I can be all right with last night, because I broke down. I ain't going to lie. When we were watching that, Teresa, she said, you want me to turn it off? I said, yeah. And I was sitting there and I was fighting it and I was fighting it. I just let it go. And I broke down. I cried. And I felt better and I went to sleep. There's something to be said in that, to go with where I'm at with this verse, what I'm talking about. Because I see if I hadn't have done that, I probably would have just been sitting there stewing over the fact that I had these thoughts, these feelings, and I'm like, oh. But no, I let it out. I got the crying out. You know, my wife was comforting me. The Bible verse. Bless those who will mourn, for they will be comforted. So, there you go, Connie. Release. I like that. So, I was comforted. God used my wife to comfort me in that time, in that moment. And has continued to do so, because she checked on me when I got up this morning. The point is, I had to get to the place where I could release, as Connie said, so that I could show that surrender so that God could step in. Because if I don't do this, I'm laying there. Teresa falls asleep. I'm still awake. I'm still stewing over my what's going on in my head, in my heart, in whatever. I'm saying things like, man, your dad has been gone 19 years. Why in the world are you still acting like this? Excuse me, because trust me, that thought has been there. It's been how long and you still on this, man? But because I released, I submitted, I surrendered, God was able to come through and comfort me and allow me to do this show talking about just what I'm talking about and not losing it, because he's helping me through that. Because again, today is, you know, although it's my dad's birthday, like I said, my sister, it's three days apart, so that's there, that's always there. But I can talk to you about it, because I'm allowing myself to go through this process that God has pretty much directed us to go through, knowing that, hey, there's going to be, you have to deal with it. I don't care who you are, I don't care what place of the earth, how old, whatever, this is something that we all need to deal with. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's not an if, it's a when. So knowing that, when one day I'm going to have to submit to God so that he could comfort me, because pride, which is what I was in, had me upset. I have to read that later too, Denise. What's going on, fam? Good to see you. But submission. So when we say submit to God, when we say surrender, people don't think of stuff like what I'm talking about. This is submitting. This is surrender. God, I can't do this. God, I'm struggling with this. God, I don't know how to get through this. And oh my God, I need you. I need you. I need you. Then he comes in. I'm sitting on this for years now. Once I got it, wow. So now every year, even though I get sad. I mean, I get sad when it ain't his birthday. There's sometimes something will be said, and now I start thinking about him. Sometimes I giggle because I could think of some goofy thing he'd say or do. Sometimes I could think of something he would, one of his lectures that he would give. And God bless his lectures, man. That man, woo! He did not like to let it go when he started lecturing you. It was a lecture. It's like, and sometimes I think about that. Now I can laugh about it though. There's times I was like, I would sit there and be like, man, I wish you would shut up. I can laugh about that now. Before I was like guilty for that. But that's because of this surrender, this submission. God, I can't do this without you. I can't do this without you. And I think that if people could get to that point, when we're talking about loss and grieving, that's how we're going to get through it. We got to get to that point of, God, I can't do it, because it's hard. Whether it's a parent, a spouse, a sibling, just a relative, a friend, God bless, a child, oh man, whew. Regardless of what it is, if we can get past this stubbornness, this pride of being like, I'm going to hold this because I'm frustrated, because I'm depressed. I'm going to hold on to this and never be able to move forward. And God is saying, hey, I just told you, those who mourn are blessed, they'll be comforted. Do you hear me? Are you listening to me? Because if you're listening to me, I can help you. But therein lies the problem. We're not listening. We're listening to emotions. And emotions very much are the enemy in a lot of ways, because especially if those emotions are driving us to do, to react, driving us to react. When all I gotta do, really, is say I can't do it. I know it's a humbling thing. It's a humbling thing. It's hard for us to say I can't do it. I understand that. It's hard for us to admit that we can't do it first and then to say it. But I'm trying to tell you, one of the most freeing things when we're speaking about loss, I mean, but period. What's one of the most freeing things? There's so many things that have happened in life that once I got to a point where I was like, God, I can't do this, then God showed me how to do it. Oh, shoot. Well, if only I had stopped and got to that point years ago, I could be in a whole different spot now. But pride, and we know what this pride comes before the fall. So, as not to beat this down, my prayer is that my heart, genuinely where I'm coming from, is A, I didn't say this at the beginning. Happy birthday, Dad. Dad just got lost in everything. Happy birthday. Amen, y'all. Thank you for that. Yes, say happy birthday to my dad. That's important. And be all right that if I think about him, I get teary-eyed. Ooh, see? I get teary-eyed. And it's all right if I do that. It's all right if I get teary-eyed when I think about any of the significant people who have passed. That's all right. And I don't have to beat myself up over that. I don't have to condemn myself over that. Because sometimes those tears are not sadness. Sometimes it's actually joy. And sometimes it won't be tears. Sometimes it'll be laughter. I mean, like I said, I've caught myself doing some of the goofy things that I used to try to pick at my dad for doing when I was a kid. Like he would randomly, he'd sing all the time, and sometimes he'd just make up stuff. He'd sing. I can't even explain it, but he would be singing something, and then I'm like, what? But I do it. I do the same thing, or like to my grandkids. I say stuff to them, or sing something to them as my dad would have did me as a child, or like randomly we'd be walking down the we'd be walking in the house, and then randomly start dancing. And I do all of that. And I can smile with that. I can laugh about that. I can also shed a tear when I think about things like, man, I would really love to have a conversation with him. In fact, at work, one of the things, it was an icebreaker. And in the icebreaker, they said if you want to have a conversation, if there was somebody you could have a conversation with, alive or dead, who would it be? And I, at first, I'm trying to think of all of these famous people or whatever. And I said, you know what? It'd be my dad. If I could have a conversation with someone alive or dead, it'd be my dad. I'd love to sit down and just talk with my dad. I could think of that. And it's all right if it makes me teary-eyed. You know what I'm saying? It's all right if I want to cry thinking about that. But, I mean, it's 100, though. I would really love to have a conversation with my dad about life. That, all of that, all of that to say, as I'm going through this, I do know that one day I am going to have a conversation with my dad. I know this. Bible says that. That's the hope. The hope is that one day we will be together. What's going on, huh? The one day, the hope is that we'll be together and I'll be able to have that conversation with him. It's coming. Now, I'm not rushing it because I'm not ready to go anywhere yet. So I'm not rushing that. And I don't want anyone to hear that when I'm speaking, because I don't want to mislead and have people start thinking that I'm somewhere I'm not. I look forward to it, but I'm not rushing it. Unless, of course, he just so happened to pop up right next to me, which, if that happened right now when I'm talking to y'all, I'd probably end up with him because it'd scare the crap out of me and I'd get in an accident. So I don't want him to pop up right next to me as I'm talking anyway. You get the point. You get the point. And there I go. Y'all know I can't be that serious for that long. I gotta do something goofy. Excuse me. But I want to. There's another Bible verse that I want to read. And I'm gonna read that once I get to it. I don't want to stop where I'm at. But I just want that concept of whoever that loved one is, I know that I'm gonna see my dad, because we talked about Jesus before my dad died. He and I talked about Jesus. In fact, he said something to me before he went to the hospital that had I been thinking, I would have caught on to where we were headed. But I was so caught up in the fact that I couldn't get myself to think that that's what was coming. He told me in a conversation at the house before he went to the hospital about Jesus. He was talking about going to see Jesus. And I'm like, what? And I'm, you know, me, I'm just like, all right, he's talking about going to church. Cool. We can go to church. That is not at all what he was talking about, though. I see that now. Man, I haven't thought about that in 19 years, actually. Wow. Yes. So if I was paying attention to him then, I would have caught what he was saying to me then. There were so many things that he did in that 2-year span before he died. Some of it aggravated me to no end. It aggravated me. He was so hard on me for some things. He pushed and he pushed. And there were times where I just thought he didn't like me. I was like, God dang it, man. What is wrong with this man? Why is he doing this? But I see it now. I see it. He was preparing me. He knew he was not going to be around. And he was trying to prepare me for that moment. And I bucked and kicked and fought that. I wish I'd paid attention to what he was saying and doing at that point. I wish I was listening to that. Because had I been, I would have been better prepared. I'm not going to say it would have been easy. I would have been better prepared for when he actually went. I, not paying attention to all of that, was blindsided by something that he himself was preparing me for. My mom was preparing me for it. We had conversations the week before my mom was trying to prepare me for it. But I couldn't do all of that. I couldn't see all of that. Because the way I wanted it to end was different than what was really coming down the pipe. But I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. He was trying to prepare me for life without him. Son, it's time for you to be a man without me. And I get that now. Especially as a father, I really get that. Man, I get that. I'm not going anywhere. But by God, I hope my kids, once that time comes, they're ready. And I hope they are more attentive to what's going on than I was. So it's not a sucker punch, per se. Blindsided, however you want to do it or say it. But I will say this. I'm going to read this. Revelations 21:4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. He will wipe away tears from their eyes. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things will be gone forever. This is why I know I am going to talk to my dad. This is exactly why I know that we will have a conversation. We will be together. And at that point, it's forever. He's not gone. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more sorrow. I'll get to enjoy the time with my dad. I'll get to enjoy the time with my sister, with Cassio, with Terry. I mean, I could just go on and on. Because of this and the connection that these and the names that I mentioned, I have had conversations with all of at some point about Jesus. So that very much leads me to believe that I'm going to see them again. I mean, I'm not going off of second hand. I'm going off of conversations I had. So I have hope. I have hope of seeing them again. In the meantime, I have to be all right with waiting for that. I have to be all right with knowing that it's essentially now is not the time. And at this point, I still have work that needs to be done while I'm here. And that's all right. That's all right. Whew. All right. I tried to warn it was going to be heavy at the front. I knew it. I didn't know where I was going with this, y'all. I had two verses, and the Holy Spirit led. I pray that what I just talked about didn't make you sad. I pray that it actually encouraged you. Because it encouraged me. I miss my dad so much. Oh, shoot. But I'm going to see him again. I love y'all. I pray that you take life serious and you love on people that are in your circumference, because you don't know. And let go of petty crap that's going to get in the way. People mess up. People do stupid things. All of us do that. We can't hold on to that. Life is too short. You don't want to be sitting here reminiscing or upset, beating yourself up because you held on to something that somebody did that, in the grand scheme of things, wasn't even that bad. And now they gone and you can't do anything about it. I pray that you get that from this too, because my goodness. Whew. I love y'all. Have a blessed day. Go hug somebody. Tell somebody you love them. Go forgive somebody. We were called for that too. Have a blessed day. Come back next week. Peace.